Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. All our lives, he has been faithful. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, our soul and all that is within us. Hallelujah. We bless his name this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning to each and every one of you. I am Glow, and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell me something good, D. Hill. Hallelujah. All our lives, he has been faithful to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are on our 40-day journey to compassion. This is the Lenten season. Hallelujah. All our lives, he has been faithful. Oh, God, thank you. And we are on our 40-day journey to compassion. And the dictionary defines compassion as a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering. Unlike empathy or pity, compassion moves one to act. Hallelujah. Compassion moves one to act. Hallelujah. And our base scripture is Galatians 3:12. Hallelujah. Coming from the NIV. And it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Hallelujah. That's our base scripture for this 40-day journey to compassion. And today we are on day 17. This is day 17 of our 40-day journey to compassion. And the scripture for today is 2 Corinthians 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Hallelujah, from the NIV. And it says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. Hallelujah, verse 4. Who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Hallelujah. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the risen King. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you for life this morning, O God. We thank you for waking us up clothed, O God, in our right mind with the use and the activities of our limbs, O God. Starting us on our way, O God. Hallelujah. Thinking of your goodness, O God. Hallelujah. And how your goodness, O God, is running after us, Father, in the name of Jesus, O God. When we look back over our lives, O God, in your name, and see where you brought us from, O God, we see your compassion all over our lives, O God. Hallelujah. Even when we didn't acknowledge you as Lord, as Savior, as Redeemer, oh God, you still had compassion on us, Father. And for that, we're grateful, we're thankful, we are honored, and we are blessed, oh God, that you loved us so, Heavenly Father, that you gave your only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life, O God. And so we thank you for that everlasting life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood that was shed on Calvary, for the remission of our sins, hallelujah, and reconciling us back to the Father in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, Heavenly Father, for giving us the Holy Spirit, O God, who guides and leads us into all truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, O our soul, O God, and all that within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. You are a good, good Father, O God, and we are loved by you, O God. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness, O God. Thank you for ordering our steps, Heavenly Father, and leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, O God. Thank you that we get to, O God, hallelujah, we get to, O God, what a privilege and an honor, O God, that we get to come before before your throne of grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, anytime, oh God, in the 24 hours of the day that we have, oh God, in the name of Jesus, when we can't sleep in the midnight hour, oh God, we can call on your name, hallelujah, throughout the day, Heavenly Father, we can call on you, oh God, and you hear us, and for that we say thank you, oh God. We say thank you that we can come boldly to your throne of grace, oh God. We say thank you, oh God, that we don't have to be anxious about anything, oh God. But with prayer and supplication, oh God, we can make our requests known unto you, Father. And we thank you in the name of Jesus for hearing us, oh God. Hearing us when we pray, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Making intercession for us, oh God. You are a great God. You are a good God. You are an awesome God in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, oh God. We magnify you, oh God, because your goodness is running after us, oh God, and your compassion, oh God, fails not, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless you on this morning, oh God. We exalt you on this morning. We lift you up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We say, oh God, it is a good morning, oh God. It is a good morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We glorify you on today, God. We lift you up, oh God. We say, God, you are so good. You're so kind. You're so merciful, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you. Hallelujah, that we get to, oh God, clothe ourselves with compassion, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we get to clothe ourselves with kindness and humility and gentleness and patience, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the Holy Spirit that is within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for love, joy, peace, oh God, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, oh God. Against such there is no law, oh God. We thank you that we can walk, oh God, in the fruit of the Spirit, oh God, that we may be kind to one another, oh God, that we may be patient to one another, oh God, that we may show your love to one another, oh God, and to all those, oh God, who do not know you and the pardon of their sins, oh God. We pray for the lost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that we have that joy that's unspeakable, oh God, that joy that the world didn't give to us, oh God, and the world can't take it away, oh God. We thank you that our light gets to shine, oh God, before men, that they may see our good works, oh God, and we glorify our Father which is in heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we exalt you on this morning. We give you praise on this morning. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to the risen King in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you for our Rev D, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, who, hallelujah, asked us, oh God, to pray, oh God. Pray, oh God, for everyone, every pastor, oh God, every minister, oh God, hallelujah, that ministered on yesterday, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Praying for Rev D and others, oh God, asking for restoration of their body and their mind, oh God, giving them strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to face this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as you restore, as you renew, as you keep pouring into them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you give them the strength that they need on this Monday morning, this miracle Monday, hallelujah, this marvelous Monday, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, that are pastors, oh God, and ministers, oh God, that have to work on the day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you give them the strength that they need, oh God, to get on the bus, the train, to get in their cars, oh God, however way they get to work, Father, that you will continue to be with them and guide them, oh God, and protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for every pastor, oh God, every minister, oh God, that ministered your word on yesterday, oh God. Continue to pour into them, oh God, that they may pour out to us, oh God, and give us a rhema word for this season, oh God. It is in Jesus' name we pray, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. She also asks us to pray for those who have difficult decisions to make, oh God. May the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, guide them with their decisions, oh God. May they put their decisions before the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, oh God, and ask for guidance, oh God, in your name. And may they hear you, oh God, when you speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because when we know, oh God, when we have difficult decisions to make, oh God, we hear so many voices, oh God, may we know that it is you, oh God, it is you in the name of Jesus who's speaking to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So have your way with everyone, oh God, who has a decision to make, oh God, a difficult decision to make, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Different from shall I have eggs or bacon for breakfast, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. So we pray that you're with them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Do this decision making in Jesus' name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Rev D also asks, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we pray, oh God. We're praying, each and every one of us on this line, we're praying together, oh God, hallelujah, to be delivered from fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For you did not give us a spirit of fear, oh God, but you gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we cast out fear, oh God, hallelujah. We walk by faith, God, and not by sight, oh God. We don't go by what we see. We don't go by what we hear, oh God. We go by what we believe, knowing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you got us, oh God. And so we say thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you are for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who can be against us, oh God. So we pray for the deliverance of fear, hallelujah, for every one of us on this line, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, have your way, oh God, in our lives, oh God, in your name. Rev D also asks us to pray, all of us on this line, that we pray that we have a productive day, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we get things done on this day, oh God, that we prioritize the things that we need to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus, one moment at a time, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in your name. So we pray for each and every one of us, oh God, for we all have something to do on this day by your grace that you allowed us to see, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that have to work, oh God, may they get the work done on the job, oh God. Those of us that are at home, oh God, may we get the things done that we need to do, oh God. Those of us that have to go to school, oh God, in the name of Jesus, may we do what we have to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and prioritize everything and put everything in order by your grace and your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for everything, oh God, and as we go throughout our day, each and every one of us on this line, oh God, and our family members and friends and their family members, oh God, hallelujah. And all our neighbors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for safety and we pray for protection, oh God, that you would be with each and every one of us, oh God, whether we're on the outside, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, or even in our homes, Father, we thank you for safety and protecting us, oh God. We thank you for your angels encamping about us, oh God, keeping us from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we bless you on this morning, oh God. We exalt you on this morning. We lift you up in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you because you are a good, good Father, and we are loved by you, oh God. We we are loved by you. What a privilege and an honor, our God, to worship at your throne, oh God, to be called your own in the name of Jesus. It is in Jesus' name. It is in that mighty name. It is in that powerful name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah and amen. 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 Remember to join us here every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. You know, like our minister Karen says, get up out of those beds. Get up out of those beds and join us. Hallelujah. Invite someone to join us right here, 6:30 every morning. Hallelujah. And this is our 40-day journey to compassion. Invite others to join us, hallelujah, on our 40-day journey to compassion. It is not too late. We are on day 17. Day 17, hallelujah. We pray that everyone has the brochure, that they can keep up with the scriptures in the name of Jesus. Remember, hallelujah, to visit our website, hallelujah. But everything is on our website. Everything that you need to know is on belovedministriesny.com in the name of Jesus. And remember to join Rev D every Sunday morning for the worship service. Hallelujah. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for our worship service. Hallelujah. All that information is on our website. So we love you. We adore you. We magnify Jesus Christ, and we love each other on this line. And so we say thank you for joining us this morning in the name of Jesus. And remember our 40-day journey to compassion, also our prayer night, which is on Thursday night at 7 p.m. That's every Thursday night while we're in the Lenten season. I am going to unmute the line so that we can say good morning to each other in Jesus' name. Amen.